what a wonderful game is cricket, isn't it, when you think how it can, like you say, ebb and flow. But yeah, the draw was a little bit of a close shot for us, being 8 down, but I think we should commend Matt Pardoe there. His innings was fantastic, and for a young player, he showed a lot of grit, a lot of determination, and a lot of that resilience that we talk about, that we need, really, if we're going to compete at this level. And I was delighted with the way he played. Technically, he looked good. He left the ball really well. He played very straight. And he was composed, and he didn't look flustered. And them are good points, really, for a professional batsman.
Yeah, it'll show. I think he got 38, not 8, but that was worth a 60 or 70 on another day, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, without a doubt. It wasn't so much the runs that he scored. It was the manner in which he nursed us through a tough situation that Surrey were getting on top and bullying us, to be fair. But Matt Pardoe definitely stood up to the task today, and that takes a lot of determination and a lot of skill and a lot of mental strength, and he showed those qualities.
Hamilton Brown and Maynard obviously batted very well for Surrey. Was the 260 roughly what you thought they would leave you?
I wasn't sure exactly what total, but I knew that at lunchtime the next start of the session was crucial, and we came up with a couple of nice plans, from Moeen to bowl with a decent plan, and Dave Lucas to bowl with a strange looking field, but with a definite plan to frustrate. And if they'd have scored at 8, 9, 10 and over, then that would have been totally the game away from us. So we were grateful to get a couple of good wickets there, and it did stall them. I think they only scored at something like 4.9 and over when they were scoring up nearly 6 and over in the first session. So, and they wanted to really step on the plate and get quick runs. So that was quite a nice little 10 overs, 12 overs or so for us. And I think that just stalled them, and it made them a little bit being no man's land. And in the end, they pulled out, and we needed to get through to tee. If you get through to tee, one down at the maximum, then you can launch into things in the last session. But sadly for us, we'd lost 3 by tee time.
You lost 3 with a score on 29. And of course, the whole impetus changes then, doesn't it, really?
Well, it does, and I think it ran about 89 balls. We'd lost 3 wickets, and you're right. It's totally different slant on the game. And then it was a long, old haul to try and make sure we could stave off defeat, really. But, if we'd have been one down, maximum of one down, then suddenly we're 9 wickets in the 10. You can throw things... throw things at the Surrey bowlers, and 210, 220, 230, we've done that before.
What's your overriding feeling now? Is this the one that got away, or are you happy in the end you got something out of it? How do you view it?
I think both. You talked about ebb and flow. I mean, you know, we made them follow on, and so to not get the victory was a blow. To then see Matt Pardoe playing as well as he did and staving off a defeat for us, then maybe we're a little bit lucky as well. So, you know, just mixed feelings, really.
A word about Alan Richardson. When we spoke to you last night, they were due to have another look at him this morning. What's the latest news there?
Yeah, he's unfortunately got a tear there, and he's going to be at least 2 weeks, possibly 3 weeks. So it's sad news for Worcester, but and sad news for Alan, of course, as well. He's been such a wonderful performer for us, and knowing Alan, though, he'll give it his best shot to get back there as quick as he can, and it does give an opportunity for somebody else. And he bowls a lot of overs for us, Alan. He will be missed, but it'll give somebody else a chance to impress and step up to the plate.
How close is Gareth Andrew to a possible return?
Gareth's playing league cricket today. He's played some games, as you know, midweek for the second team, or he's had a little bit of a bowl and a bat. He got 60 with the bat. He's getting closer and closer all the time. So, you know, I'm hoping that with the league match today, he may well be putting himself in contention next week. So, but again, we'll sort of play that day by day.